What's up? This is JJ. We're live. This is BS3 Network, Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. And last game one, whatever you want to call it, definitely lived up to the hype, man. Joe Pavelski scored in the first period, 2:25. And shortly after that, Jaden Schwartz followed up, 11:25. Okay, at 12:18, Pavelski said, oh no, we're going to go back on the top here. Made it 2-1. Again, 12:18 off of a tip-in. He is great at tip-ins and deflections and all that good stuff. Schultz followed up after that, 14:28. Get this, 11 seconds later, Bjorkstrand made it 3-2 Seattle. And at 15:20, Jordan Eberle made it 4-2. That would force the Stars to have to come back in the second period. Joe Pavelski lit them up again. Two more. 4-3 and 4-4. First of which came at 9:50. Second of which 13:23. One was a snapshot. One was batted in. Good for him. So it was 4-4. And Yanni Gourde was the game winner. Pavelski was first star. Gourde was the second. Domi was the third. Domi is well worth everything they gave up to get him. I was leery about him because I didn't know what he brought to the table at first. I didn't know if he would be a scrapper or, you know, a playmaker. And to be honest, we've seen in the playoffs already that he's well worth everything we gave up for him. He's well worth anything we may have to give up for him in the future. I did have to record this part again because, you know, he's a guy that I wouldn't mind seeing stay in a Dallas Stars uniform. He shocked me. He really did. In the Minnesota series, he was a scrapper a little bit. You know, he would, put himself where he needed to be and just knew what to do. And I think even though he's just a rental right now, I think he deserves a spot on the Stars roster next season. I would snatch him up out of free agency. No, forget that. I wouldn't even let him hit free agency. I would offer him a contract as soon as these playoffs are over for the Stars. Him and Dodonov were absolutely worth the price of admission. They paid dividends, they paid for themselves, and they just fit with the Stars. Dodonov is also a player that's in the right place at the right time a lot of times, and he is just a stud. However, you know, the same can't be said for game one of Seattle. You know, there was numerous posts that were hit. There were, it was rough. And Joe Pavelski was the only one that broke through. 4 goals. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe that was a statement game for him. Saying he's back, he's better than ever. If not, maybe the exact same as before he left, who knows. I like to think that he was saying that he was better than ever. Because, you know, he just came out firing. And to me, the defense kind of looked sluggish. They looked like they were on another planet at times. They looked kind of clueless. And, you know, I can't really say the same thing for the offense of the Stars, really. But it's like nobody else really showed up. It was the Joe Pavelski show. And there were times where, yeah, they did try. You know, a lot of times they did try. But somebody like Jason Robertson needs to break through. All the major media outlets right now are harping on Jason Robertson. Where is he? Why is he so streaky? Is he afraid to even try? I don't know. I can't answer that. But, you know, you've seen hints break through in the playoffs already. Where was he? Here's the good thing, though. We do know that Seattle has speed now. We do know that we need to play them a little bit harder. They out-hit us by a crazy wide margin. And that doesn't sit well with me because they are a speed team, too, as we discussed in the last show. And I think, in my estimation anyway, that the Stars got bullied physically. It's like they didn't want to hit. Here, in fact, I'll just go ahead and give you the stats, man. Shots on goal, 44 for the Kraken, 35 for the Stars, 41.8 face-off percentage for the Kraken, 58.2 for the Stars. That means we controlled the face-offs more often than not. Duh, right? Power plays, they could have and should have tried a little bit harder to score on. They were 0-2, was Dallas, and the Kraken was 0-3. They only had 6 penalty minutes, did the Stars, obviously, if Seattle was 0-3. The Kraken played a little bit cleaner. They had 4 penalty minutes. 47 hits for Seattle to 19 for the Stars. That and the takeaways stand out the most for me because Seattle had 11 and the Stars had 4 takeaways. Giveaways went to the Kraken as well. They had 12. The Stars had 18. That's not a good stat. The Stars blocked 21 shots. Kraken had 20 blocks. But 47 hits to 19. You look at Seattle and you realize that they are a fast skating team. They proved it when they scored 3 goals 52 seconds apart. Or whatever the case was. I think it was 52 seconds. Something like that. 3 goals in less than a minute. Okay, the Stars can do that too. They've proven that. But it was almost like the Kraken caught them off guard. And it goes back to what I was saying. Or what we were saying. The playoffs and the regular season are 2 different animals, man. Yeah, it went to OT. But the Stars kind of looked like they fell back into the OT curse or situation or whatever you want to call it. Because it went straight to the Kraken and Gord put it away. You can see on the highlights, it was just like one and done. Slight exaggeration probably on my part. But, you know, it's just like the Stars were lost in my eyes. They're going to have to do a lot more than that. Robertson's going to have to fire as much as he can on net. Hence, too, it cannot be a Joe Pavelski-type offense only. You know, Tyler Seguin is on there. Jamie Benn is perfectly capable. I was trying to find the right word. Jamie Benn is perfectly capable of scoring. The whole team can score from anywhere, just like Seattle can. And it's like they left it up to Joe Pavelski. Why? I mean, it couldn't have been that much of a culture shock to see Seattle in the playoffs. Or maybe it was. And here's the thing, too. You got 4 past the Kraken. Something else needs to change there as well. Maybe get more people in front of the net than Joe Pavelski. I don't know. But something needs to change because, you know, if they have any sort of showing like they did in game one, it's going to be down 0-2 going into the next game. It's livable, it's survivable, being down 0-1, 1-0, whatever you want to call it. But look, in the regular season, they were 2-0-1 against the Kraken. So what gives? I mean, yeah, I don't know. But Joe Pavelski was the oldest player, well, is now the oldest player to score a hat trick in the playoffs. He had, in the 2022-23 regular season, he recorded goals in each of his 3 games against Seattle. He leads current star skaters with 11 points in 6 career appearances against the Kraken. Domi recorded 3 assists in Game 1 of this series. And Wyatt Johnston recorded a goal in each of the last 2 regular season games against the Kraken as well. So where's Wyatt Johnston? I love that kid. But where'd he go? Robertson tallied 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points in total in each of the last 2 regular season games against Seattle, contributing to a total of 7 points in 6 career regular season games against them. Robertson was another guy that was missing. Rupe Hintz recorded 6 points, 3 goals, 3 assists, and 3 career home games against Seattle in the regular season. Miro Heiskanen is another guy. Where was Miro? Look, the Stars are at 58.2, did I say? Faceoff percentage? That means they can control the puck. That means they're more than happy to control the puck. And they didn't. Seattle definitely was just faster than them. You know, they might have had a luckier bounce in the overtime. I don't know how you want to call it that, but to me, or I don't know how you want to call it, but, you know, to me, like I said, it was just a luckier bounce. I mean, Gord knew how to put it past Ottinger, and he did, obviously. Ottinger needs to do better. To let in 5 goals is almost uncharacteristic for him. Some of the guys just looked totally off their game, and I want to know why. Like, it should not have been a culture shock for them to face the Kraken. Ottinger played game one of the, started game one and played game one of the series, recording 39 of 44 shots, 39 saves on 44 shots, there we go, with an 886. I thought that said 66. 886 save percentage. Over his career, he has made 6 regular season appearances against Seattle, posting a 4-1-1 record, and with a 2.83 goals against average to boot, and a 901 save percentage. Is Ottinger somebody that we may have to bench this time? Does the defense need to just play a little tougher in front of them, maybe? The fact that Seattle outhit us just screams we played weak. Hear me out on this, because, you know, that Seattle is not known for that. They're known for being a speed and finesse team like the Stars. But they outhit us like they were Minnesota almost. Once again. What gives? The Stars are going to have to put the body on the line. And, you know, they're going to have to do it often. Because Yanni Gord, Schwartz, all of them can score from anywhere on the ice. That's a loaded team. It's an underdog team, yeah. But it's a loaded team from start to finish, top to bottom. Even the goalie is good. Grubauer, he held his own. Stanley Cup winner, might I add. And, yeah. Well, you know. I don't know, man. I could go off on a tangent, but, you know, it wouldn't help. It definitely would not help the cause. Domi did his thing, though. 3 assists in game 1, tying his postseason career high for assist at 3, okay, and points at 3 in a single game. Following a 2.9, 1 goal, 1 assist in game 6 of the first round, Tuesday night marked his first time recording consecutive multi-point games in the postseason. Domi has recorded 6 points, 1 goal, 5 assists in 7 games, in the 2023 postseason, sharing third among star skaters in assists and fourth in points. In the 2023 regular season, the 28-year-old earned 56 points, 20 goals, 36 assists, 56 points in 80 games. Second highest point total in a single season, which was 72. After being acquired by the Stars on March 2nd, Domi logged 7 points, 2-5, 2 goals, 5 assists, and 20 regular season games for Dallas. Once again, you know, what's it going to take? If I'm them, I am begging somebody like that, like Domi, to step up. They need to do better. That's really all I got for you. Look. They're 34.6 on the power play. 9 of 26 are the Stars. Seattle is 3 of 24. 12.5% on the power play. The Stars have 84.0 penalty kill percentage. 21 of 25. Seattle is 18 of 20. Whoa. Okay, so you do not want to commit a penalty against them. They're at 90% on the penalty kill. Jake Oettinger is 4 and 3. Philip Grubauer, 5 and 3. You need to watch out for Schultz, Schwartz, and Gord. Hintz, Robertson, and Haskinen are all your points leaders for the Stars. Ugh. I mean, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, it was an overtime game. Yeah, Joe Pavelski sort of had a coming out party. But, you know, the thing is, once again, you cannot let Joe be the only one that scores. Maybe you crowd the net a little bit harder. Maybe you crash the net or whatever it is. You need to do it better. Like, you really do. Why isn't the defenseman getting involved in point production? You know, where was Miro? Those hits, though, I keep going back to the hits because that's the one that sticks out to me like a sore thumb. They weren't even the Minnesota type of team where they physically forced their way on somebody, and they did that to Dallas. I expect them to do that again tonight. We're just hours away, by the way. They play at 8:30 tonight. Hours away from game 2. And it's going to happen again. They need to do something. They need to learn how to out-finesse Seattle. They need to play tighter defense. Here I am, armchair coaching or armchair GMing, whatever you want to call it. But a 5-4 loss is, well, it's an overtime loss and it happens. But why did it happen? That is my question to you, Stars fans. Why did it happen? They can't lose steam against a team like Seattle because Seattle is, well, I mean, they've proved that they're up for anything. So it's time for the Stars to put on their big boy pants, Robertson, Hintz, Pavelski, all of them. It's time for somebody new to step up. Joe Pavelski did his thing. He came back from an injury, and he single-handedly was the Stars' offense. Okay, what about the defense? Why was there 5 goals allowed? Who missed their assignments to let Jake get out there and just hang? Who left Jake hanging? It's uncharacteristic by the Stars. And yeah, it's an unknown team in the playoffs, sure. But you've seen what they did against Colorado. And that's the Stanley Cup champ, or it was. And they beat them in 7. Now you're behind the 8-ball. I mean, yeah, okay, cool. It's only 1 game. You're right. And yeah, the Stars took the Wild to 6. And the Wild played them physically. They did. But they got to figure something out. They got to figure something out now. Because 0-1's not exactly behind the eight ball, but it's getting there. They know how to beat you just in one game. And, you know, one thing that they need to do is keep the mistakes to a minimum. They said, God knows how many times in the highlights I've watched, Seattle is a team that capitalizes on another team's mistakes. Well, you know, the Stars are too, but clearly Seattle is just jumping for any tiny little mistake. So they need to keep the mistakes to a minimum. They need to keep the turnovers to a minimum. They need to keep the penalties to a minimum. And, you know, they need to learn how to score again on the power play. I mean, they were outfoxed in game one. They were. They had the wins taken out of their sails, for lack of a better way of putting it. They need to do better. It's going to be a long series, true. But if they played like that for the rest of the series, it ain't going to be that long at all. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not going to be that long at all. It should be a 7-game series. Well, best of 7, which, you know, 4, 5, 6, okay, or 7. But as long as they play like they did game one, it's going to be real short. I saw somebody on social media, on the Kraken pages, they said the Stars are going to get swept in 4. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. After game one, the 3 goals in 52 seconds, 56 seconds, whatever it was, if they keep allowing that, yeah, I can see it happening. The defense needs to be sharp. Special teams needs to be sharp. The goalie needs to be more sharp. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know if maybe you just write game one off and say, oops. Which I hope they do in a way. You know, have short-term memory. Have a bounce-back game two, tonight. But it's like they didn't play to win. It's just like they didn't play to lose. You know? Dallas has every opportunity to match up against Seattle and go tit for tat with them with goals. They did just that. They have the players on the ice to match the speed, but they need to play defense better, and they need to work a little harder on the special teams. That's not saying that you need to dive or anything like that, you know, but it just, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting frustrated the deeper I get into this. I think it has to do with shooting the puck too. You know, they have a bad habit, do the Stars, of waiting for the correct opportunity, the perfect shot, perfect position, whatever. If you bomb the goalie with pucks, which I have seen them do, you can catch Grubauer sleeping, and you can score a goal. They need to pepper as many pucks in on Grubauer as they possibly can. And while that's happening, they need to close in on the net, you know. If you fire a puck in off the pad, there could be a rebound. You never know. So this is another team where you don't need to look for the perfect pass. What you need to do is you need to figure out a way around the goalie and to, you know, keep whatever you did to solve the goalie in mind. Now, I don't know if Pavelski wasn't in game one, I don't know what would have happened. They could have been beaten 4-1. They could have been shut out. I mean, obviously, if Pavelski wasn't in net, or in net, if Pavelski wasn't on the ice, they might have been shut out. You can't just bring a team with one person ready to play. You got to be ready to play. You got to be hungry for the puck. You got to be hungry for the ice. Seattle probably has a little bit more tricks up their sleeve to go ahead and close out the series. And they have a chance to bring themselves, they have a chance to bring themselves closer to it tonight. Being down 1-0 is a little bit of a stretch, you know, if you want to hit the panic button. And I'm not hitting the panic button, but I'm not going to lie, I am concerned. I am very concerned. Because it's like the Stars just kind of rolled over and said, okay, we're done. They can't do that. And granted, you know, my sense of the game is probably different than yours, more than likely. But the hits, I keep harping on that because it's very much a thing. You cannot let them out-hit you. Hitting means you can show that you're ready to play. You came to play. And you're not afraid to put your body on the line. And it's like the Stars were. It's like if I hit Yanni Gourde, maybe I'd bounce off of him. I really don't know what they were thinking. Or maybe it's just that Seattle just came in and kind of beat their doors down. I don't know. But game two is tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm nervous about it. I don't see them being beaten as handily. You know, if they get beat again tonight, they're going to go down swinging. But I'd like to see them control the pace of the game a little bit more. When you control the faceoffs, that means you should have the puck. And the giveaways and takeaways should be in your favor, at least. Well, my line of thinking is, if you have the puck, then you need to limit the takeaways. There you go. Now I said it the right way I wanted to. You know, you cannot give them the puck and not expect something to happen. Obviously, it did. 3 goals, back to back to back. 52 seconds, man. Is that going to happen again tonight? And I've taken this podcast so many different ways today, but it's just on my heart. You know, what in the world is going to happen? And for that matter, if you give it away to Seattle, can you get into position to make it right, to right the mistake? I really don't know. But I need everybody on that ice to play a little harder, play a little bit cleaner, because that was a disaster. Again, it's only game one, and yeah, it was an overtime, yada yada, whatever pep talk you can give the team and yourself for it. But, you know, what are you going to do when this series comes down to something like that? What if they fight back to force a game seven themselves, Dallas? You know, that's uncharacteristic of the Stars. You know, they need to force their will on Seattle. Seattle is the new team, and I tell you what, to me, with the back-to-back-to-back goals in 50-something seconds, we looked like the new team. Oof, so riled up, I'm stuttering. So, things need to change. If it doesn't change, we're down 0-2 easily. And we'll have to see tonight, though. I'm not excited. I'm nervous for him. And I'm super, super, super relieved I'm not the ones on the ice that have to deal with it. I hope, and I have a feeling that Coach DeBara was in their ear about it. So we'll have to see. The game comes on at 8:30. So I hope you'll be watching. I know I will. And if you took the time to listen to this show, I want to thank you. We'll be back again, hopefully Sunday. to analyze what happened the rest of the week, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening, and also thank you to the wonderful people of BS3 Network for the time on the network for this show. See you Sunday.